This episode of the podcast is brought to you by my new dating course, Dating in the Wild, The Adult Man Method. Click the link down in the description to grab the entire system that helped me go from dating zero to dating hero in my own life as a man. You can also download my free ebook, The Quick Start Guide to Improving Your Dating Life for Men. Click the link down in the description to learn how to use the principles of the alpha mentality to increase your attraction and skyrocket your dating success. All right, now it's time for today's episode. Hello, gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of the Joshua's Gave Us podcast. And this is actually a special episode in the sense that I'm doing something just a little bit different. This is going to be the first episode of what I'm going to call female perspective interviews, where I'm going to be interviewing women with some questions to get their specific perspective on dating and relationships so that men can learn what women actually think. And what women are looking for, what women usually experience in terms of like problems and challenges, and just in general, these segments are designed to help you learn about how women are experiencing dating so that you can actually learn what they're looking for and interested in. And this will help to inform you as a man to understand them better. Just a couple quick notes before we get started. I made a point to keep these interviews anonymous in the sense that there isn't going to be video of the individual I'm interviewing. There's going to be no picture and there's going to be no link or anything to their social media, because the point of these interviews is really to have an anonymous person who's talking about their direct experiences and feelings and talking freely without needing to fit their conversation into any kind of specific ideology or without projecting any kind of preconceived notions onto the discussion. The instructions were for the person to just answer the questions in as honest a manner as possible, and the anonymous nature of the interview gives the person the freedom and the ability to actually be able to just be themselves and to say what they believe. And so in this particular interview, we hear from a woman named Maria. The first name may or may not be her actual name, but that's the name we used. And she is 19 years old, and she shares some very valuable insights. And I'm actually going to create a follow-up video to this where I'm going to react to it, and I'm going to give my perspective on some of the things she says. So I'm very excited about this new video series and podcast series. And so I encourage you to tune in, to listen with an open mind. If you want to learn how to get better at dating, if you want to learn how to understand women better, if you want to learn how to be a more attractive man, the key to all of that is to learn to understand female human mating behavior and female nature better, and then to learn how to level up your own value so that you can then deploy the proper dating skills. And then when you get those three things working together, that's really the essence of improving your dating life as a man. And so with these interviews, I'm hoping that this will kind of bridge the gap and help men to understand women better than ever. So I really appreciate that. That's my little intro. With that being said, I hope you enjoy the interview. This is Maria, age 19, female perspective interview number one. All right, welcome to the interview. For the first question, may I ask your first name?
Yeah, it's Maria.
Maria, thank you so much for agreeing to do this. The second question
is... Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no problem. The second question is, and you can be specific or you can just give a range, what is your age?
I'm 19 years old.
All right, very good. And then the third question is, what part of the world do you live in?
I live in Argentina.
Okay, very good, very good. Question number four is, please give the audience a bit of background information about your past dating and relationship history.
Well, I didn't really date much in high school. I started dating when I got into university. And yeah, I basically talked with people, but I never really did the dates thing. I didn't really feel comfortable for it. And then I met my boyfriend and we've been together for almost a year.
Okay, very good, very good. So question number five,
Do you feel like you've had a good dating experience in your life as a woman?
Yeah, totally. I think I haven't had any tough situations to deal with, and at least the people I did date were very good. And particularly, I've been in a very good relationship.
Okay, very, very good. Question number six is, what do you, as a woman, actually want and desire from the men you date?
I think I truly enjoy having fun. I enjoy funny people, people that can make me laugh. And I like to feel comfortable. I don't really enjoy when people like judge you and all of those kind of things. I think I mostly just look for people who can make me laugh and can make me feel comfortable.
Very good, very good. Question number seven is, what are the most attractive features, traits, or characteristics that you look for in your male dating partners?
Well, I like them to be really considerate about my feelings and to trust me and my judgment. For example, my current boyfriend is really proud of how smart I am and how dedicated to the things that I strive for in life I am. And I think that is a very good trait to have, to be positive about the dreams that your significant other is pursuing. And I also enjoy funny people and people you can have fun with and that are open to new and interesting experiences.
Very good, very good. One thing that I might like to ask, and this is kind of a slight follow-up to number seven, the things that you listed, those all seem like very positive, relationship-oriented, kind of like almost like emotional things. Which is awesome.
Yep.
And that makes me wonder, and I want to kind of ask the follow-up question of, do you feel that those types of things are more important than, say, like a man's physical traits? Or, you know, is it kind of equal? Or would you say that physical traits, as far as like physical attractiveness and that kind of thing, like how does that rank in the balance?
Yeah, I think for me, totally, I think I value way more the emotional aspect of it. But of course, there is also a quota of chemistry and actually being attracted to the person you're with. That always comes into play, but I don't think it's as important as those things when like highlighting the positives and negatives of what you want in people.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, that totally makes sense. All right, question number eight. Please describe the perfect man in terms of the type of man you'd love to date if you could date any kind of man you wanted.
I think I'd always go for someone determinate, someone who has passions, who has dreams, who has aspirations. And I always look for people that are encouraging and that truly try to be positive and to help you through everything. And well, regarding physical traits, since we discussed them previously, I think I really enjoy expressive eyes, like eyes that really show feelings and emotions and that are expressive. And basically, I just enjoy people who are willing to like be vulnerable and share their emotions, their feelings, their thoughts, and that are honest and caring and just all throughout, I don't know, people who you'd really like to hang out with, even if it wasn't in a relationship.
Gotcha. Okay, no, that's awesome. Very good. Very good way to describe it. I love it. Question number nine, in your opinion, what are the biggest mistakes that men make when it comes to dating women?
Well, I think men sometimes, don't really see the way people might interpret what they say. Well, for me, for example, I've had some situations in which I felt like the tone maybe wasn't right, or that some situations didn't make me feel safe. And I think it's important for men in general to kind of be empathetic and put themselves in the place of the other person when they're, I know dating particularly, I think it's a very scary world. And yeah, just not making their partners feel safe, I think, is one of the biggest mistakes. Yeah, I think for me, that's basically the worst mistake that men could make.
I'm going to ask a quick follow-up question. I wanted to ask you, like, if you were going to give men, and the next question is actually about collectively giving men advice, but I want to ask you very specifically about this issue of safety. If you could give men one piece of advice for how to avoid making that mistake of making women feel unsafe, like, what would it be?
I think a good way is maybe trusting them first. Women, and I think particularly the dating world, are very, let's say, guarded to some extent. And I think making them feel safe can maybe translate into being vulnerable with them, sharing with them. And particularly, I think if we're in the in-person aspect of it, maybe not staring for too long. I think people do stare for too long sometimes, and that makes everyone uncomfortable. Just like pausing and coming right back, that's okay. But if you stare for too long, not blinking, I think that can be very scary. And yeah, just making them kind of feel safe to be vulnerable and to be around you.
Gotcha. Okay. I have to ask, when you say staring, do you kind of mean like gawking, like, or do you mean just kind of like not being very socially adept, like kind of like staring more than a person would in normal conversation or something like that?
I think I probably mean the second one.
Like, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
If you're in a normal situation and people like, those people that really don't blink, or that don't do the thing which you move your eyes and then come back.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And that can be social savviness kind of.
Yeah. Totally. Mm-hmm. Totally.
Okay. Very good. Very good. All right. And that leads us to our final question. Question number 10. If you could give men collectively one piece of advice that you believe would make them more attractive to women overall, what would that advice be?
I think it's very important that they are connected to their emotions, and that they are also connected to their dreams, their aspirations, that they know what they want to do, that they are determined, and that they try to make women feel comfortable. And yeah, that they basically know what they want, and that they are willing to hear and understand and value the emotions and how others feel, particularly in a relationship.
Very good. Very good. That's an excellent answer.
Thank
and
you.
I guess, no, I really appreciate it. And then I guess as one follow-up question to that, is there anything that you'd like to share or say sort of as a message to men who want to learn about women that maybe we haven't covered in any of the questions, like anything that just comes to mind that you think would be relevant and important to share?
I think that when you're dating, and if you want to pursue an actual relationship, the key really is communication. You have to communicate with your partner to let them know how you feel, to let them have the space to let you know how they feel, and to truly hear what they are saying. Like, sometimes when you're discussing things that you truly don't like in a relationship, it turns into a fight, and like both sides of it end up not really gaining anything from it. So I think it's very important to work on that communication and to truly hear what the other person has to say, in spite of maybe the tone or the words that they use, and to try to not be hurtful during these types of conversations, because they are really important, and they are truly what makes a relationship work in the end. So yeah, I think learning how to communicate properly and to not get worked up and say things you truly don't mean in the spur of the moment, I think that's a really great thing to work on related to dating.
Very wise advice. Very good advice. All right.
Thank you.
Maria, thank you so much for doing this interview. That's going to wrap it up. I really appreciate it. I hope that men takes that some of that advice to heart. I really believe that it's going to resonate and hit. So thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.